You're listening to Tree Note. When winter settles in, it's great to get outside to navigate our snowy landscapes. But we often forget that many of our winter adventures are brought to us by trees. When I was a kid, we'd happily haul our wooden, flexible flyer sled out of the garage for downhill fun. We could sit upright or lie down head first, shifting the wooden crosspiece to steer with our feet or our hands. Its wood came from birch, maple, and ash trees to make it both strong and flexible. What about snowshoes? The earliest versions used wooden frames made from ash because its flexible wood can create the webbed shape that spreads your weight over the snow. They provide access to snowfields far from the bustle of busy ski resorts. Today, most modern snowshoes are made from metal or plastic, but many traditional makers still turn to wood for its feel. And skis? For centuries, they were made entirely of wood. Hickory, birch, and spruce were favorites, tough, springy, and able to glide over snow without snapping in the cold. Now, modern skis are made from high-tech composites, but many backcountry and Nordic skis still rely on wood for their cores because it gives them a lively flex that synthetic material just can't imitate. So the next time you're gliding, sliding, or crunching your way through the snow, remember your quiet partners, the trees that carry us across our winter landscapes. Tree Note is a production of KUER. If you'd like to support Tree Note or any of our programs, go to KUER.org/donate. The executive producer of Tree Note is Christy Miners. Audio production and engineering is by David Childs. I'm Nalini Nadkarni. This is Tree Note.